from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Last night, as they dropped the second game against Boston, and I don't want to oversimplify, but boy, am I starting to feel like that is a bad matchup for the Royals. The sloppiest baseball, and not even sloppiest, just the most, they're like, are you outmatched baseball they played all year were the Yankees series and the Red Sox series, where I'm like, you seem like you're the worst team, and I want to know why. Because against Boston, it's just they're running the bases better than you. They're playing better defense than you. Their starting pitching is outperforming yours. Their bullpen's out, like, it seems like it's every facet of the game they're getting you. And I understand the Royals clawed back and once again fought to be close in that game last night. But to get it back to 3-3 and then the instant gut punch of your starting pitching, the key of your entire winning season, coughing up the lead immediately in the next inning with Seth Lugo, that's incredibly frustrating. That's supposed to be, once you got it to 3-3, I was starting to feel like, cool, wins in the bag. Maybe not that strong, but it felt like that's when I'm like, all right, now it's starter versus starter, and they got their guy back even, so we're cool. No, I mean, that game was frustrating again.
The series to this point in time, though, you can kind of summarize it that, hey, the biggest strength of this team, we know, is starting pitching. And Seth Lugo and Brady Singer, while, yes, they battled, they haven't pitched at the same level in this series as they have across their entire work of the season. And so that, and so the Boston Red Sox have gotten, last night not quite as much, but certainly two nights ago, better starting pitching and, I guess, pitching overall than the Royals. And when you're strength and you're relying on solid defense, solid base running, really good starting pitching, and when one of those isn't there, or in some cases both aren't there for a given game, you're going to have a series like the Royals are currently having, which is in danger of being swept, in danger of losing the wild card spot. I know you don't, you know, as it stands now, they're only a half game up on Boston. So winning today not only kind of calms things down,
gives you a little more breathing room,
but it gives you that. Unfortunately, in the division, and, you know, the Twins lost again. The Guardians have lost three in a row. But the team you're playing head to head, the reason why this was such a big series is the team that was right behind you in the wild card, and now they're only a half game back. And
what's
so
funny, though, is
that's
you
the concern.
Yeah, you haven't really lost ground, though. You're 5.5 back. You were 5 back before this series started. The Guardians just played an extra.
Well, you didn't lose ground in the division. You've lost ground on the wild card, which is, to me, where really the attention needs to be.
Sure, but you know, like, the Twins are another wild card team. You were half game back. You're now game and a half back. You haven't. I don't think you've functionally really changed where you stand in these things. Just as long as you win tonight, you lose tonight, and then the Guardians and the Twins go ahead and win, and, you know, the Red Sox then beat you. You're out of the playoff spot. You're 2.5 back games of the Twins. You're 6.5 back of the Guardians in the division, and it seems like that footing you had refound for a little bit is starting to slip again, and that's what you're trying to avoid. Losing series happens, and I honestly, I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I think Boston might be the worst matchup in the entire league for them. I don't know what it is. Every time I watch them play Boston, it looks unequal. And I don't think the Royals are a way. I think the Royals are just as good of a team as Boston. I think they're just as good of a team as the Twins. I think there's a lot of teams that they are on equal footing with. Boston doesn't make them look that way. And I think that's what's been really frustrating.
Well, it's problematic. It's a fair question to anybody that's a Royals fan to say, all right, we know what they are against below 500 teams. We know what they are against the White Sox, for example, and dominating them. But against what we perceive to be playoff teams, they're, what, six, seven, eight games under 500 against
current
the, yeah, perceive your current playoff teams. So, I mean, it's a fair question to ask, hey, you know, are they good enough to be? I think, though, when we're now already, it's August 7th, and if you look at and break down, unless you're a team that's pacing to win 100-plus games, anybody that's going to be in that, let's call it 86 to 90 range, which is potentially where the Royals are going to be, your record, yeah, you probably are beating up on the teams you should beat up on, and you're probably going to have a mixed bag
against
playoff teams. Now, would you like them to be a little bit closer to 500? And by the way, they're going to have to be. If they're going to make the playoffs, they are going to have to be closer to 500 probably against those teams. But overall, when you play, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, when you play 162 games, like you're not going to be dominant against the bad teams. And just dominant against all the, otherwise you think they're a 115 win team or something like that, 110 win team. I mean, this is not that crazy from where wild card teams are and how the breakdown is game to game. But it is a fair question to be concerned because they have been outmatched in this series and their strengths have not shown up in this series in any time they have played Boston, unfortunately, this particular season. So same thing applies tonight though. You got Cole Reagans on the mound. Does he not have his best stuff the way Seth Lugo hasn't had his best stuff the way Brady Singer, or does Cole Reagans go out there and show you why he was your opening day starter again, why he was an all-star? Does he keep the performance up, show why he's top five in strikeouts, I think it is now, in Major League Baseball? That's what you need tonight to avoid the sweep of a Boston Red Sox team.
This is too few of games to qualify as this yet gold. But the two other times this season that I can remember where I was, like, frustrated with the Royals, I'm like, is, you know, like, especially earlier where you're like, is it about to turn into a pumpkin, right? Is the clock about to strike midnight? Have we seen the end of the winning ways? Are they going to get back in a playoff spot, back in the division? The other two times it went exactly like this. They went through a bad stretch of starting pitching. I mean, it boils down so simply for when the Royals are playing really well and when they're not, gold. And it is, if these three pitchers, Singer, Lugo, and Reagans, are pitching to their normal standard or are they not. The last two nights, Singer and Lugo are not. Tonight, will Reagans? Fingers crossed, right? Because if he does, then they'll win the baseball game. It's not overly complicated sometimes when they're going through stretches where people begin to get frustrated with them. If I still play it out, though, and I tell you what they've been over the last 20 games, they're a very winning baseball team. Two games in a row, two losses in a row, is not going to send me over the edge after they just won a very important series against 3-4. Now, three in a row against Boston, which would make 4 out of 5 losses, maybe. Then you start saying, like, okay, where are the problems? How do you get the pitching staff? Or, for once, this is crazy, too, because I know that I count pitching. Every once in a while, I would like them to just slug out a win. Last night was a good example of, like, you could have maybe done that. You know, Massey hits the homer. You're hitting the ball pretty hard in the early going. Every once in a while, I'd like to see you win one. And I don't know that we've seen this one, but
that's
once
just
or
not
twice
who they
year,
really are,
I'd
man.
Like, but I know. But every once in a while, you should be able to win a game 12-10.
I know. That's just not there. That'd be the formula to win. We know what it is. It's really solid. You know, yeah, of course. I'm not saying they've never been able to score 12 runs. Obviously, they have. But, like, the formula
is, they got more games than they score that. They just usually also get starting pitching. They win those games
12-4. Right. You know, it has to be great defense. It has to be not giving up outs on the base pass. And it usually has to involve really good starting pitching and or Bobby Wood Jr., Salvi, and, you know, Vinny, two of the three, if not, you
they
know.
Have six RBI between the three of them.
That's usually the formula. It sounds so simple, but that's usually what they have to do. Remember, heading into the series, we said the Royals, as great as they are at home, Boston is equally as good on the road. So this is not surprising if you're, you know, the Boston Red Sox. They expect to win on the road. They've won on the road. They've been real, one of the better road teams in all of baseball. I think, is the biggest consequence of this series, and Vinny Pasquantino was asked about it in the clubhouse yesterday. He acknowledged it. I think he brought it up on his own, actually. It's just that the Red Sox now have the tiebreaker. If, in fact, we get to game 162 and it's over, and the Royals are tied for the third wild card, the Red Sox get the tiebreaker because they have won the season series now, no matter what happens today. That is the biggest consequence of what has transpired the last two nights.
Let's say they finish with 89 wins, and if you win today, you finish with 90. You can
I'm not saying they're guaranteed a tie, but if they do tie.
But if I'm Vinny and I'm the guys in there, you'd be like, well, then let's make sure we get this one. Because if it does come down to we are one game apart in the standings, we better damn sure make sure that it's not we're at 89 and they're at 90, or we're at 88 and they're at 89. And we're going to look back on this evening game on Wednesday, August 7th, and say, damn it, if Cole Reagans had just had it that one day, we're good to go. Or if they could have gotten one more run last night.
Yeah.
There's a salvageability in this series where I feel exactly the way I did coming into it. Win tonight. Cole Reagans looks good, and I'm like, all right, you know what? A couple of bad starts out of Lugo and Singer, so what? You won two out of three. You got the series against Detroit. Let's move on to Friday. They're off on Thursday or no?
It's a weird schedule this week. They're off on Sunday. They're off on Thursday and Sunday. They play Friday and Saturday. Yeah, they play Friday and Saturday against the Cardinals, but they're off Thursday and Sunday. I know.
That's just weird.
I know. It's a bizarre schedule this week.
Being on Sunday confuses me.
Yeah.
Baseball has always been on every Sunday in perpetuity. I know it's the new baseball scheduling and the way they move
it. It's the unbalanced schedule.
This is their second Sunday off this year. It just throws me off, man. I just don't know. I don't know what to think about it. The process confuses me.
Someone from the 620 says, guys, look, they've lost six of their last seven at home. Only reason they're still where they are is because they played the White Sox and Tigers.
But they also won 6-7 on the road.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say as well. Like, it balances out, right? Like, they've been good at home. They're not good at home right this second, but they also were way better on the road than they had been. So, you know, that sometimes it's like, it is baseball. Like, this stuff happens.
There's some inconsistencies in 162 games.
Thank goodness they had the road trip they had. Yeah. I'm with you there. Thank goodness, because of the way currently playing at home. But it does, to a certain extent, we have to be honest, like, it balances out. And overall, what are they, 16 of their last 24 they've won? So, if we're going to bring up stretches, this is what's great about it. We could all come up with six games or 12 to make stats look good
or
bad.
I can find 27, yeah. 16, 42,
right.
Like, we understand baseball's manipulative in that way, but they have been doing a lot more winning than losing lately. So I'm not going to send into an over panic. Why Not over on Twitch says, hey, Isbell had a rough defensive night yesterday. He's actually had a rough defensive night two nights. He's made weird.
But that's part of the formula, man.
He's made weird throws two nights in a row.
And that's where they screwed up here, because that part of the formula is great defense. We know that.
And Boston's been playing really good defense in this series, so that hasn't helped. Except for that one play in right field. They've played really good defense in this series. That's why Boston's been annoying. They're just an annoyance to me. Because they seem to be playing the Royals game better than them right now. And I don't know if it's just catching them in the wrong time every time, or if it's just straight up a bad matchup.
They look like the better team. Let's just call it like it is. They look like the better team. And you hope that themselves in the AL East, that mix, that they're going to get beat up by the Orioles or the Yankees to try to keep them down. Because, yeah, you're right. Now they have to finish ahead of Boston now. Based off of the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
That's the reality of the situation.
They can't tie.
Hopefully it doesn't come down to tiebreakers anyway.
Oh, God, that'd be a sweat. They're both at, like, 83 wins with four games to play.
That would just be a disgusting way for after what has been an unbelievable year, if you tell me that they missed out on a tiebreaker because of a head-to-head series tiebreaker.
Because there's six games in a 162-game schedule. Yeah, it'd make me kind of sick. It would. Because anything can happen in a six-game stretch in 162.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The hell out of me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.